You're listening to Spreaker Web Radio.
Welcome to AquarianRadio.com.
AquarianRadio.com.
Aloha. This is Enki. You know me as Aquarius. And this is our age, the Satayuga. Time to celebrate with us. We have programs on all chakra tantra, love styles and relationship choices, counseling strategies and techniques that you can use at home. We have extraterrestrial radio, where we deal with alienology, paranormal people, and we have an experiencers network. We have a section called Ancient Aliens, and the programs therein are Enki Speaks, Nimma, the Mother of Humanity, has her program, and we revise ancient anthropology. And most important of all, we have peace paradigms, because this is the age of peace. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. No more falsehoods or derisions. Golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's truth liberation.
This is Enki.
It is I who 300,000 years ago created your race, and 200,000 years ago, it was a lot of fun, made it even better with some of the pretty girls. And it is I who saved you from the flood, and it is I and my beloved Nimma and my son Ningishiga Thoth who are here to help you overcome my runaway son Marduk or Allah, my brother Enlil or Yahweh. And free yourself from all the supposed gods and recognize your own great potential. You have much to teach us. And we, Anunnaki, those of us from Nibiru, welcome full partnership.
And here are your hosts, Janet and Dr. Sasha Lesson.
Aloha, welcome to Aquarian Radio at AquarianRadio.com. Today's show is Enki Speaks. The title is Marduk, ousted Thoth from Egypt in 3100 BC. Marduk returned to Egypt and ousted his brother Thoth. This is once again Enki Speaks on Aquarian Radio, episode 22, tablet 12, from the Lost Book of Enki by the late great Zechariah Sitchin, who crossed over in October of 2010. Today is Tuesday, February 5th, 2013, and we're broadcasting live from Maui. It's overcast today, but we are in paradise. It's still pretty warm and lovely. I am your host, Janet Kirilesson, and this is my co-host is my beloved husband, Dr. Sasha Lesson. Oh, I did want to say, if you go to AquarianRadio.com and EnkiSpeaks.com, and there we have our book, Anunnaki Gods No More. Please buy our book. And here is Dr. Lesson, and he's going to tell you a little bit about last episode and where we're going today.
Well, to put this whole business of these extraterrestrials, the people from the planet Nibiru, who came here to get gold 450,000 years ago and created a slave race, grafting, fixing their genes onto the genes of Homo erectus, and that slave race is us, because most of them split, most of them left. But in our story, we've been tracing how they broke down into different clans that were fighting each other and using hybrid armies against each other and giving each of their armies better and better weapons and so forth. And Marduk, this Nibiran who felt he should have been king of Nibiru and was now getting cut out of everything, became really inflamed. He was just going to take over everything, and he was defeated, and he was exiled to North America. And then when the king of Nibiru visited Earth in 3800 BC, he forgave Marduk, but he was absolutely not about to give Marduk command of anything. So he let him go. He said, okay, you can be pardoned, but I'm not going to give you a job. Go get a, you know, just get some place to control underneath your own dad, under Enki. I'm giving control of the spaceport to Utu, this the son of Enlil, because Enlil is my heir, and so I'm not, you're not going to get any authority under me. So this is the beginning of a really important set of things that happened to the younger brother of Marduk, the brilliant scientist Toth, who's so critical to our existence even to this day. So Toth, if you'll remember, was the brilliant scientist who helped Enki create humanity, the Earthlings, us, and he designed the pyramids, and it was his face initially that was on the lion in front of the Great Pyramid, and he's the one that set up all the science and so forth. So he after Marduk was banned, and Ningxia had refused to defend Marduk, although when the Enlil ordered him to, he did rescue Marduk from being suffocated in the planet, in the pyramid. But Ningxia Toth, as he came to be known, you see pictures of him, and you'll see him on our website. He's got some kind of bird's head on top of his mask that he wears. What is that bird?
Well, it's an ibis. But I think what happened was when the gods decided to go more covert, at first they still walked among humans, but they put on these crazy-looking masks, which you see in Egypt. So we're looking at this period in 3800 BC and forward. We're starting to see that the gods are kind of going behind masks at first, and eventually they go up on ziggurats, and then nobody sees them but the priests. So this is later in time.
Yeah, much later in time. So right now, what we saw last time is that Marduk and his allies built an alternate launch tower, so that they could have access to on and off planet movement and move around, you know, right next to Sinai, right there in.
That was the Tower of Babel, for those who have a Christian Bible perspective.
That's right. So Enlil's son, Ninurta, bombed the tower, and that's when Marduk fled to where he used to be the boss in Egypt.
When Marduk, after long absence to the land of the Two Narrows, Egypt, returned, Ningxia, now called Thoth, as its master, he there found. With the aid of offspring of the Anunnaki, who Earthlings espoused, did Ningxia, the land oversee, he's now Thoth, what Marduk had once planned and instructed by Ningxia, was overturned. For the next 350 years, Marduk, now called Ra, and Ningxia, now called Thoth, clashed over Egypt. Finally, Enki, their father, ordered Ningxia to leave Egypt to Marduk. So Thoth goes to the Americas, and he's now called Quetzalcoatl, the winged serpent. He moved on. He guided the building of the Stonehenge Observatory in England. In 3113 BC, after he'd finished Stonehenge, he shipped Middle Eastern-looking Sumerians and black African overseers and technicians called the Olmecs with him to Mesoamerica. He built planetariums throughout Mexico and Central America and gave Mayans their calendar to correlate with lines of sight built into the observatories he built for them. So that was he gave them the Mayan calendar, which just ended on 12/21/12, which everybody was making all the hoo-hoo over. In Peru, atop the Andes, Ningxia designed a spaceport and tin and gold processing plants for his cousin, Enlilite General Adad Viracocha.
Marduk, in the meantime, reunited Egypt. He'd kicked Toth out. Marduk honored his father, Enki, who is now called Ta, P-T-A-H. Enki hadn't passed rule of Nibiru to Marduk as he once might have, but Enki thought maybe he could settle Marduk in Egypt. And so Enki gave Marduk the computer programs, the MEs, to make Egypt prosper. Enki gave Marduk all of his knowledge except reviving the dead. That's the knowledge that Thoth had. Anyway, Marduk rewrote Egyptian history. He demoted in history, Nigishida, he demoted him to the divine measurer, whereas he had been the head god. Well, Marduk was in North America. Marduk replaced Ningishida's image on the stone lion, the Sphinx. Now, instead of the face of Ningishida, the face of the Sphinx was Osiris. Marduk heard Inanna had told her earthlings in Sumer that Nibiran gods like her lived forever. So he got on that bandwagon. He used his pharaoh's wishes to live forever to control them. If loyal, he said, if these pharaohs did what he said, he'd have them mummified the way that Inanna had with Dumuzi's body. And Marduk said he'd rocket them to Nibiru, and there they'd share eternity with the Nibiran gods. So he focused his rulers, his pharaohs, so that they would unite Egypt for him. And he wanted them to be the force that was going to crush Inanna and crush the Enlilites. And we're going to read Enki's words here.
We're going to be back after a short break. Aloha. Thank you. We're back. I am Janet Kirilesan. This is Aquarian Radio at AquarianRadio.com. Enki Speaks is today's show. We're reading from the Lost Book of Enki. the 12th tablet, Lost Book of Enki, was by Zechariah Sitchin. And now Negishido Thoth was exiled, and Onug Ki Arata threatened. When Marduk, after long absence, to the land of the Two Narrows returned, Negishida as its master he there found. Its lofty lord Negishida was. With the aid of offspring of Anunnaki, who earthlings his spouse did, Negishida the lands oversee. What Marduk had once planned and instructed by Negishida was overturned. What is it that happened? Marduk of Negishida to know demanded. Of the destruction of hidden things Marduk, Negishida, accused. Of making Huron to a desert place depart, a place that has no water, a boundless place where sexual pleasures are not enjoyed. The two brothers an uproar made. Upon quarreling bitterly, they embarked. Pay heed, I am here in my proper place, Marduk to Negishida said. You have been my place-taker. From now on, only a deputy of mine you can be. But if to rebellion you are inclined, to another land go away you must.
For 350 earth years did the brothers Negishida and Thoth and Marduk Ra in the land of the Two Narrows, Egypt, quarrel. For 350 years was the land in chaos. Between the brothers it was split. Then Enki, their father, to Negishida said, for the sake of peace, to other lands depart. To go to the land beyond the oceans, to Mexico, Negishida chose. With a band of followers, thereto he went. 650 earth years was at that time the count. But in the new domain, where Negishida, the winged serpent, was called, a new count of its own began.
In the land of the Two Narrows, which we know as Egypt, the second region under Marduk's lordship was established. In the annals of the first region, Magan, land of the Cascading River, it was called. But by the second region's people, when languages were confounded, that was the Tower of Babel, Hemta, the dark brown land, it was henceforth called. Neturu, guardian watchers, the Anunnaki were there in the new language called. Marduk as Ra, the bright one, was worshipped. Enki as Ptah, the developer, was venerated. Negishida as Tehuti, the divine measurer, was recalled. To erase his memory, Ra on a stone lion, which is the Sphinx, his image with that of his son Asar, also known as Osiris, replaced. To count by tens, not by 60, Ra the people made, the year he also by tens divided. The watching of the moon by the watching of the sun he replaced.
Whereas under the lordship of Thoth, the olden city of the north and the city of the south were reestablished, Marduk Ra, the two lands of the north and the south, into one crown united. A king, an offspring of Neteru and Earthling, he there appointed Mena, that was his name, where the two lands meet and the great rivers divides. A scepter city Ra established, splendor to surpass Kishi in the first region he gave the new city. Mena's beauty it is called. To honor its elders, Ra a holy city built. To honor Nibiru's king Anu, he named it.
Therein, on a platform, a temple abode for his father, Enki Ptah, he erected. Its head within a high tower, like a sharp rocket, skyward rose. In its shrine, Ra, the upper part of his celestial barge, deposited the Benben, it was called. It was the one in which, from the planet of countless years, he had traveled. On the day of the new year, the king as high priest, the ceremonies performed. On that day, only alone, the innermost star room he entered. before the Ben-Ben offerings he put.
To benefit the second region, Ta to Ra all manner of computer programs ME's gave. What do I know that you do not know, the father his son asked, then all manner of knowledge except that of the dead reviving to Ra Enki gave. As a great one of the 12 celestials, Ta to Ra, the constellation, gave the sign of the ram. So this is when he gives him the sign of the ram. The water flow of Hapai, the land's great river, Ta for Ra and his people regulated. In other words, he controlled the Nile. Abundance in the fertile soils quickly came. Man and cattle proliferated.
So the ram is Capricorn, right?
Yes.
Right. So this is the when it's his age, it's Capricorn. So that is what we just are coming out of. So
you're going to see there's going to be this great big war ultimately between Marduk and the Enlilites, especially Ninurta, who they're arguing that, well, look, the ram's just this little constellation on the horizon, and the bull, that's Enlil's, one of his signs, that gets another 200 years. So they're about to have a war and kill millions of earthlings because they're disagreeing about this calendar stuff.
Right. So this is the zodiac was created to just mark the passing of time from when the rulership of the earth went from God to God.
Yeah, in celestial time, each of the intervals, the 12 intervals, were equal. But in zodiacal times, the constellations take up different amounts of space on the horizon. So Marduk basically is going to argue, because he wants his turn, for celestial time, whereas Ninurta, who's ruling in Enlil's name, is going to argue for zodiacal time, because the bull has another 200 years to go, and this will have dire consequences for the millions of earthlings that get killed because of these guys and their quarrel.
And also they went from counting a 60 count to a 10 count system, which we still have to this day. So I think we're still in the...
We
just got out of the age of the ram, Capricorn, and now we're in the age of Aquarius.
That's right. This is the dawning.
So that's the end of today's show. Oops, sorry. We're going to have a new mic system in a few days, and we won't be dealing with this stuff. So let's see. It's time to say goodbye.
Aloha.
Aloha from Maui. You are listening to Aquarian Radio at aquarianradio.com. Please take a look at Aquarian Radio and you'll see more on all of these episodes. Also on EnkiSpeaks.com, Enki, E-N-K-I, Speaks, S-P-E-A-K-S.com. Dr. Lesson has put up tons of articles on the Anunnaki and ancient anthropology and ancient aliens. Be sure to go there. Our book is Anunnaki Gods No More. It's now available on CreateSpace, which is on Amazon.com. So this is Janet Kara Lesson. Janet Kara Lesson signing off live from Maui, Hawaii, and Dr. Sasha Lesson. Aloha and love and blessings. Thanks for joining us today on Aquarian Radio. We broadcast daily and are scheduled on AquarianRadio.com. Listen live by calling 646-649-0893, or you can listen live by calling 646-649-0893, or listen to our archives on AquarianRadio.com. Join us again soon, and do tell your friends, the age of Aquarius and the paradigm of peace is now.
Aloha, this is Enki. You know me as Aquarius, and this is our age, the
Satya Yuga. Time to celebrate with us. We have programs on all chakra tantra, love styles and relationship choices, counseling strategies and techniques that you can use at home. We have extraterrestrial radio where we deal with alienology, paranormal people, and we have an experiencers network. We have a section called Ancient Aliens, and the programs therein are Enki Speaks, Nimma, the Mother of Humanity, has her program, and we revise ancient anthropology. And most important of all, we have peace paradigms, because this is the age of peace. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derisions, golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation.
And this has been another episode here at AquarianRadio.com.
AquarianRadio.com.